In 2007, the Maryland Psychological Association set out to see if what they'd been hearing was true. Insurance companies were listing providers who weren't available. They tried to contact more than 900 mental health professionals from all over the state who were listed by private insurance networks. They found
almost half of the information on the provider panels was inaccurate.
Paul Berman is the spokesman for the Maryland Psychological Association.
It was 44% of the names, phone numbers, or addresses on the managed care provider list were incorrect.
They're called ghost rolls. The providers have moved, retired, or died, or maybe they aren't accepting new patients. Berman says they took the report to state lawmakers and others and got nowhere.
The feedback, frankly, was no surprise. Then not much happened.
Lawmakers told him managed care companies said their lists were accurate. And therein lies the problem, says Adrian Ellis, an advocate with the Mental Health Association of Maryland.
In Maryland, the insurance companies determine whether or not their networks are adequate.
The Maryland Insurance Administration monitors insurance companies to be sure they list enough providers. But whether those providers are working anymore, that's up to the insurance company.
Some of the issues that we have heard are providers, they no longer participate with the health insurance and stay on the provider directory as if they do participate with the health insurance. So they can't get themselves off of the directory, or they are no longer taking new patients and yet they stay on the provider directory. So it appears that there are more psychiatrists who are seeing patients than there actually are.
That's not the case, says Pam Greenberg. She's with ABHW, Association of Behavioral Health and Wellness. The group represents companies that insure 2.5 million Marylanders. She says they're not doing the old bait and switch.
We do seek that out via phone calls and emails and postcards. The rub, I think, is that when a provider, let's say, moves, and maybe they move out of state, let's say, or retire, and they're no longer accepting new patients, when we send the postcard or make the phone calls, you're obviously not hearing back from these people, right?
Greenberg concedes that there may be some inaccuracies, but says the real problem is the shortage of mental health professionals. So now, 6 years after the report, and with health reform on the table, State Health Secretary Joshua Sharfstein says he won't let this issue slide.
This is an important issue.
Sharfstein, who also chairs the Maryland Health Exchange, which oversees private insurance plans on the exchange, says there's network accuracy and network adequacy. Accuracy deals with addresses, phone numbers, whether doctors are seeing new patients or not. He says the exchange has created a website to track accuracy. Adequacy is more complicated.
I think that what we're going to be able to look at in the state, not just in the exchange, but in the rest of the market, is can patients adequately find doctors? And how do we best define them?
If patients are saying, sure, I can find someone if I want to wait 2 months.
That's inadequate. No, I don't think so. I don't think that's adequate.
For the first year, Sharfstein says, the exchange will use the Maryland Insurance Administration standards. And they'll use consumer complaints to help track networks and determine whether they're adequate. If they're not, he says,
we need to set more standards. This board will do it.
Ellis, from the Mental Health Association of Maryland, says they'll help people who aren't able to find in-network mental health providers file complaints. But, she says, it's a tough plan to follow through on. It's not easy to get someone with a mental health or substance abuse problem to bring a complaint. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.